I haven't had a dominant car like this in about 10 years, truthfully.
Honestly, a great day for Joe Gibbs Racing with all of our cars performing really well.
I'm Mark Darrow, and this is PRN's Garage Pass.
From pads and rotors to shocks and struts, coming to a full stop should never mean your business does too. At NAPA, we are the pros that know brakes and suspension better than anyone. So when others are grinding their gears, our premium parts and exceptional service deliver results. Whether you're operating a local shop or managing a national fleet, NAPA has exactly what you need, when and where you need it. Get the brake and suspension parts you're looking for right now at NAPA.
At Martinsville Speedway Sunday, Hamlin was again Denny the Dominator, leading 274 of the 400 laps to grab his sixth win on the half-mile track, but his first since 2015.
I haven't had a dominant car like this in about 10 years, truthfully. 22 is the last time I felt like I had a car like this, and we worked really hard on coming up with a new setup. What we had had in the past just wasn't good enough. It's good enough to run third to fifth, but you know, we got to come here and win in the fall, and so we feel like this is a great step in the right direction.
The Cookout 400 victory broke a 31 race losing drought for Hamlin as he collected his 55th career Cup Series checkered flag, tying him for 11th on the all-time list with Rusty Wallace. The runner-up, teammate Christopher Bell.
Honestly, a great day for Joe Gibbs Racing with all of our cars performing really well. And it feels like we, you know, improved on the Martinsville package for sure since what we've had in the last couple races. So not quite as good as what I was whenever I won here in 22, and we'll continue to try and improve it.
For the second straight race, Bubba Wallace came home third, giving Toyota a sweep of the top three.
Frustrated with a third. Haven't said that too many times in my Cup career, but all in all, good day. Good day for Toyota, really. And to rebound and have back-to-back podiums is big.
William Byron remains on top of the driver standings, but the gap back to Kyle Larson has been cut to 16 points.
It's not about the cars, the speed, the action. It's not about the party or the long weekend. It's about them, the ones that gave everything. This Memorial Day weekend, we honor the fallen at America's Home for Racing.
The 66th running of the Coca-Cola 600.
It took seven races, but reigning Cup Series champion Joey Logano finally came up with his first top 10 finish of the season at Martinsville after winning the opening stage and then getting spun to the back of the pack.
Drove back to eighth, so proud of the rally and it just seems like it's my story of the year, though. It's just rallying for something. So, you know, I like to be racing for wins again.
PRN's Garage Pass. Not narrow-minded, garrow-minded.